Most standard household cleaning products contain 20 dangerous chemicals. Put the days of worrying about harmful toxins behind you with Eden Pure's household cleaning kit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie to save $50 on the Eden Pure household cleaning kit.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
House Republicans are holding a COVID hearing tomorrow. Would you testify if they asked you?
The most important thing we've got to do is stick with data, stick with science, be transparent, and be honest.
He's lying. He's a complete liar.
Based on my initial analysis of the data, I came to believe, and I still believe today, that it indicates that COVID-19 more likely was the result of an accidental lab leak.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What's really happening here? What you're seeing is hysteria.
Someone wicked has disturbed our peaceful city, Frank.
But who would do such a thing?
Tucker Carlson took a page from George Orwell's 1984.
He must pay for his wrongdoings. Oh, he's gonna pay.
Over 100 officers were assaulted on that day. 5 officers died.
Well, it's not outrage. Of course, it's fear. It's panic.
Come on! Let's get him!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
If you think Whoopi Goldberg has read 1984, please raise your hand. Officer, remove that person. He's drunk. 844-500-4242. God, I hate it when it's just such a stupid thing for her to say on so many levels, and not the least of which is pretending to know who George Orwell is or what 1984 is. Or Whoopi, can you tell us who the hero or the anti-hero, so to speak, of 1984 is? I didn't think you could. All right, 844-500-4242-207. These Antifa turds sound so oppressed, jackasses. Then another one says, 508, we have to face it. We created these people. Yeah, I don't really want to take credit for the trans guy who's a queer activist who went to UNC law school after going to Brown. I don't think he's on me or on you. I think he's on his parents. 844-500-954. At least he is failing at depopulating prisons now that he has increased the population by one. Themselves. How much you want to bet his billionaire father has mobilized a lot of attorneys in the Georgia region to get his dear daughter out of the can, his daughter James. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, hi, how are you? Shouldn't it be how high are you?
Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? That's what everybody used to always say. So it just turned into a name for a drink. Hi, how are ya? And then the politician will always say, how's the family? How's the family?
Well, golly. I just saw your crappy movie called A Civil Action. Talk about false advertising. There was no action at all. Not even a car chase. No wonder they kicked you out of Hollywood.
I don't know how many times I have to repeat this. It wasn't one of the biggest grossing weekends in the history of Tinseltown, but the weekend it debuted, Civil Action was the number one box office smash. Yes. $15 million. I know it was a long time ago. Even then, that $15 million wasn't much for the number one movie. But there it is. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Hey, Howie, if Taylor doesn't know what a hoodie is, he sure as hell ain't going to know what a dojet is. So he's not too savvy on ice cream. Ask Biden.
A what?
You know what? I hate to say it. I don't know what that is. A dojet?
Not even sure if we should be repeating it. Let's just move on.
Yes. Yes. I think that guy's had a couple of musties. Maybe washed down with a dimey or two.
Pierre Trudeau, I mean Justin Brando, was worried about a trucker insurrection. I'm more worried about a Tucker insurrection.
As if he even knows the name of Tucker Carlson. Maybe he thinks he's Tucker Fredrickson, who used to play fullback for the New York Football Giants. I know that's obscure, but Joe Biden was still a semi-sentient human being when Tucker was running with the baby bulls back in the 60s.
I am sure riding a train would be the measure of presidential competency if only the old white men who'd written our Constitution had had trains in their day.
You know, of all the things I've done in my life, and you said, look back and tell us about something that took a lot of skill. I would not have put riding a train in the top 1,000 things I've ever done. Most train rides I've been on, and again, I was on the commuter rail, were pretty boring when you got right down to it. And when they weren't boring, they were just a pain because the train would break down or something would fall across the track and you wouldn't be able to get off the train.
About to get real boring on that ride from Maine to New Hampshire, to Massachusetts rather, going through New Hampshire.
Yeah, that was a strange story, that you can't, Amtrak can't sell booze on the train in New Hampshire. And that reminded me of the old days in the South when every county had different blue laws, you know, and when you crossed over the county line, like you used to in Massachusetts, in cities and towns, there were still a few dry ones left. You'd say, no, last chance to buy beer for 22 miles. And now apparently that law is still, a similar law is in effect on the Amtrak trips from Maine to Massachusetts.
The turtle claims Tucker's report is a mistake, and his fellow band of rhinos have the same take. Our slide to a uniparty is quite foolhardy, because in the end it's the Dems who will take the cake.
Yeah, it was very telling last night to have those sound bites right at one after another. Schumer and then McConnell. And then Thune, who's, I think he's from South Dakota, he's the number two or three guy in the Republican leadership. He said the same thing, and then they had another guy, another Republican senator from North Dakota saying the same thing. It was pitiful. Pitiful. Did you notice too that McConnell didn't go after McCarthy? I guess they have to still work together. It's that professional courtesy among hacks.
What are the odds that Whoopi Goldberg knows the main character in 1984?
Exactly. Great minds think alike. I hadn't heard that one. I give you a hint. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Got it, Whoopi? Got a hint?
Hey, no. Leave my man Chuck Schumer alone. He was real scary this weekend at the Capitol with Joe Biden with his hunchback and his high water pants and white socks. Nothing scarier than that.
Yeah, he's a really tough guy, that Chuck Schumer. He went to Harvard and Harvard Law School, I believe. You know, nobody knows the troubles he's seen. He's singing, he's got a right to sing the blues, as they say.
Loving, can you believe that deplorable Genghis Carr still thinks that Deerfield is an elite prep school? More like a prep cook school. In fact, Deerfield's motto is Vis fricta cum eo, which is Latin for, would you like fries with that? And the school song is, ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving it.
Did you see the latest on John Kerry? He is lecturing the oil companies not to even think about trying to drill more and produce more fossil fuels, which kind of puts him at odds with his purported boss, Brandon, who's begging the oil companies to drill more. I guess they just can't keep their messages straight.
There's a president who falls, slips, stumbles, and crawls when he's climbing the stairway to Air Force One.
He's slip-sliding away, to use another song from the 70s.
Democrats and the media would like to withdraw their claim that January 6th was worse than 9/11 and the Civil War combined. They now say that Tucker Carlson is worse than 9/11 and the Civil War combined.
Don't forget, too, they've also compared it to the War of 1812 when the British came in and burned down the entire city and the Capitol and the White House and everything else. It was worse than that.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The number, if you wish to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd like to hear a second, brand new, totally different chump line, you can go to Chopped Chumps. That's our second chump line of the day with the messages that we got this afternoon but didn't play just now. Chopped Chumps is posted every weeknight evening around 7 p.m. It's the second chump line of the day. You can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared for yourself and your family. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Howie, Bill El Golly, I just saw your crappy movie called A Civil Action. Talk about false advertising. There was no action at all, not even a car chase. No wonder they kicked you out of Hollywood.
It was the best 3 days of my working life. If only I could get back there. But I can't get arrested in that town, apparently. He's right about that. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
844-500-4242. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy. Oh, sorry about that. I'm reading the wrong ad. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is, should the legislature extend the panic-era sale of alcoholic beverages in to-go containers?
No.
56% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. And Instead, what you should do is go to Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. Don't worry about getting takeout. Come and sit down and have a nice meal and a couple of high Hawaiias or Hoodsies. A lot of great stuff. And Scally's Irish Ale.
Would they be top of the morning to you?
No, there would be high Hawaiias. I don't know what they say in Ireland.
Pardon me.
A baby Jameson, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they called. Flann O'Brien had a word for nips. I can't remember it now, though. He was the great Irish columnist who knew a lot about nips and Guinnesses and Jamesons, etc. But anyway, you can go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and you can get a $50 gift card to Scally's Irish Ale House right now for just $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. And this gift card can also be used at other great Cape restaurants, the Yarmouth House in West Yarmouth, the De Parma Italian Table, which has been closed for renovations, but it'll be open again on the 21st. And you can also use it at Tap City Grill in Hyannis. Whether you're going to the Cape for the weekend or the summer or whenever, it's a great thing to have in your pocket. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. The more we find out about this guy who tried to open the door on the United Airlines flight from L.A. to Boston on Sunday was a bad day. You had the hippies rioting in Atlanta, and you had this guy trying to bring down the plane. It was from L.A., United Air from L.A. to Boston. And after reading this story, and I'll get into all the stuff this guy has done in the past, but I guess my big question is, how the hell did he have the money to be in L.A. and then to get a ticket to go back from L.A. to Boston? Because apparently the guy has been, locked up and incarcerated. He's crazy. He just went berserk at a barber shop, apparently, in Leominster, where he lives with his mother, who he's also threatened. By the way, she's in some of the police reports. Although his name is Francesco Severo Torres. He gets compliments on the hyphen. But his mother said, even though he attacked her one time, he was prosecuted in 2017. His mother said that he had grabbed her wrist. The charge was later dropped at her request, according to the police chief in Leominster, Aaron Kennedy, in court records. But she speaks highly of him now, right, Taylor?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
That's right. The Leominster man accused of attacking a United Airlines flight crew on Sunday. He had a broken spoon that he was using as a knife, and he slashed a male flight attendant. And then he was trying to open the door so he could jump out of the plane. He demanded in December a $500 million from a private psychiatric hospital for failing to provide him with a vegan menu while he was being treated for being a nut. Court records show. They said mental health issues. I shortened it to a nut. The $500 million demand was made in a 29-page civil lawsuit filed in federal court in Boston. It included 190 numbered paragraphs. That's a lot of paragraphs in 29. I mean, those are short paragraphs. Most of which began with the phrase, "I legally claim." I legally claim that my vegan requirements on a dietary and spiritual level were discriminated against, he wrote. The final entry read, "These are my legal claims. Thank you." A federal judge threw the lawsuit out without waiting for the hospital to file a response. Now their media reports he was sent down to Central Falls, the federal detention center where he attacked two guards. They're refusing to confirm that. We'll have more on this when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the U.S. Capitol Building. If you've joined us today for the insurrection, please make sure you pick up a promotional leaflet on the way in, stay inside the safety cordons at all times, and if you get lost, speak to one of our Capitol police officers. They'll be sure to point you in the right direction.
That was one of the more interesting little tidbits in those videos that were played by Tucker Carlson, when they have these little pamphlets like that or souvenir brochures, and these insurrectionists were picking up a couple, you know, one for themselves, one for Aunt Martha, you know, back in Oklahoma, you know. That's how violent it was. there were all kinds. I bet they could do like a week of broadcasts just with that kind of goofy stuff from those 41,000 or 44,000 hours of videos that they have. 844-500-4242. Anyway, this guy who was arrested, who tried to bring down the flight from L.A. to Boston. He's got all kinds of mental problems and a police record. Francesco Severo Torres.
I got two last names. What do you want me to do?
In recent years, police have twice sought to have Severo Torres hospitalized involuntarily due to concerns about his mental health. One criminal charge was based on the report that, as I said, his mother said he had grabbed her wrist. That charge was later dropped. Last month, a local barbershop reported that a man had suddenly appeared and started ranting and raving and then left just as quickly as he arrived without causing harm. And so then the police chief of Leominster said that after they saw the video of him in the cabin, they knew it was Severo Torres, who was recorded on video at the barbershop. In Fitchburg District Court, he was prosecuted in 2015 after he apparently menaced a person working at a local business. He was ordered to undergo a mental competency evaluation and was later found to be competent to stand trial. One of the texters has an interesting point. He says there was a lot of video taken when this happened. The guy has got a broken spoon, i.e. a knife, a shiv, whatever you want to call it, and he's stabbing the flight attendant. He's trying to open the door of the flight when it's 30 or 35,000 feet in the air. And these people are taking pictures of him rather than trying to bring him down? I mean, isn't it first things first? Don't you get him down and get some, ties around him? And then you take some video for Facebook or Instagram or whatever. So somebody had a story with one of the guys who took him down. He was a guy named Semek Gukasian, and he's a government contractor from L.A., and he was on his way to Boston. And he has counterterrorism and first responder training. And he said he just reacted and used his instinct. I heard the guy getting louder and louder, and I thought it was just an argument, but he started yelling and screaming and threatening to kill them. The guy was really strong and really resisting, Gukasian said. We had a hard time holding him down. It was total teamwork. Gukasian asked a flight attendant for some zip ties or duct tape, then the flight attendant produced some zip ties. Everything just exploded in a few seconds, he said. Torres, after he was arrested and brought and, you know, taken off the plane, he told authorities he wanted to open the door so he could jump out of the window. Investigators said Torres admitted knowing that if he opened the door, many people would die, but he didn't care. Do we have a comment from his employer? I'm going to guess we don't have an employee, a comment from the employer. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Howie. More crazies on the air flight. But, you know, I saw we're getting a convergence of realities here, and I saw it on a bumper sticker today. It looked like a liberal. They had this bumper sticker that said, "Please don't hit me. I'm trying to outlive Speaker of the Senate Mitch McConnell."
What?
Thinking the same thing.
Number one, that's a lot of words for a bumper sticker.
It is, and it was over half the back of her car, like she made it herself. But you know, the excuses that they're using, like this crazy, and of course TikTok the way they're talking about it, like the TikTok thing and this, oh, we're going to pass a law that we can ban anyone that causes a disturbance on a flight. Well, what's that? Can I have some more soda? Any disturbance? Who's going to judge what a disturbance is? How about you don't let the crazies on the flight?
They quote the chief of police in Leominster, and he did hand over to the paper all the records of the of this guy, but he says, well, we didn't have that much trouble because he only had a minimal record, I mean, he ran amok in the barbershop. He threatened his mother. He's been locked up twice. I mean, what do you have to do to have a major league record in Leominster or Fitchburg these days, Zebra?
That, and where does a guy like that get any money? Somebody had to give it to him. He can't be holding down a job.
Right. Have you seen his mugshot? Holy bleep.
Oh, crazy. I wouldn't have let him by the gate.
That's the guy you see coming down the aisle and you say, oh, my God, I'd rather have the guy that weighs 400 pounds sitting next to me than this guy.
You know, Howie, somebody once told me, a psychologist said, that if you're talking to somebody, unless they have contacts in their eyes, if you see all the whites of their eyes around their pupil, you've got a problem with them.
And this guy didn't even learn his lesson when they took him down to Wyatt, the detention center in Central Falls. He apparently attacked two of the guards down there. I mean, what's wrong with this guy? I mean, you're right. I mean, number one, how did he get the money? And number two, why did they let him on the plane? Thanks for the call, Zebra. I've seen crazy people. We've all seen crazy people on the planes, you know? I saw a guy once trying to cut it. He was sitting in one of the front rows, and he was trying to cut his toenails as the plane was boarding. And I thought, I can't wait to get off in West Palm, and then I'm going to never see this guy again. And then guess what? Ended up, he was going to my building. His mother had a place in the building. That was the only time I ever saw him, because soon thereafter he was dead of a drug overdose. But in the meantime, he'd crushed out some cigarettes on the marble floor in the lobby and asked one of the concierge where he could get a hooker. This is the kind of people you get on planes. And you know what? The thing is, when that happened, it was like maybe, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. It was an aberration. It's not an aberration anymore. There's a story I've been meaning to get to about planes, and I just mentioned it briefly last week. It was about wheelchairs on planes, and they call them now Jesus flights, because they'll have 25 people will just decide to say, screw it, I don't want to have to go through all the security, and I don't want to have to, you know, wait to get on at the end because I'm at the back of the flight and worry about not having to have room in the overhead compartment for my luggage and having to lose my luggage. So I'm just going to say I have a wheelchair so I can go on the flight first with my luggage. And they say sometimes now they get in these flights, they have 25 people in wheelchairs. And if you've noticed, any flight has a lot more wheelchairs now than they used to have. And it's not just the aging of the population. But they say some of these flights, this story I read said on a Southwest Airlines flight recently, they had 25 people in wheelchairs come onto the flight. You know how many wheelchairs they needed coming off the flight? 5. Can somebody shout amen? Can somebody shout amen? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Let's have KJP talking about Tucker Carlson. This is another extinguished Democrat who was, she's accused Trump of stealing the election, committing felonies, but she's a disinterested observer, and Tucker Carlson is a very bad guy. Cut 6.
As it relates to the Tucker Carlson question, we agree with Fox Nation's own attorneys and executives who have repeatedly stressed in multiple courts of law that Tucker Carlson is not credible when it comes to this issue in particular. And we have, NPR back in September of 2020 They had the following: you literally can't believe the facts Tucker Carlson tells you. So say Fox's lawyers. Again, in Washington Post, most recently, just a day ago, Fox executive Hannity Carlson shows are not credible sources of news.
That's a lawsuit taken out of context. But you're quoting NPR? You know, NPR is the one they were asked when the Hunter Biden laptop came out. They some of their listeners, I guess, who didn't get their tote bags or their umbrellas, asked them, why aren't you covering the Hunter Biden laptop? And their response was, we only like to cover real news. It's not real news. That's what they said. They have an ombudsman. Did you know that? An ombudsman. 844-500-4242. Brenda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hi, Howie. I really appreciate you as an author, but I can't even believe how judgmental you are and how discriminatory you are.
Discriminatory? How am I discriminatory?
Well, first of all, the person in Lemonster has a mental illness, so maybe he shouldn't be on a plane. But you know what? Who are you to judge that he shouldn't have money when he has a mental illness? Should he not be able to eat and live?
Does he work? I'm asking the question, how does a guy that nutty work?
Maybe he can't work. Maybe he gets Social Security because he's too nutty to work. If you call mental illness.
Social Security? He's like in his 30s or 40s.
He
must be on welfare.
If you educate yourself, people with mental illnesses do qualify for Social Security. And the other thing I just want to say about the Jesus...
I don't want any nut getting on any flight that I'm on who's going to cause trouble. If you want to be a nut who keeps your mouth shut and behaves themselves, that's fine. But don't try to open the door and kill everybody and stab a flight attendant and threaten to kill everybody on the plane. The guy's a nut. Why doesn't he straighten up and get a job? If he had a job and had to get up every day, then we wouldn't have to worry about him trying to kill everybody. I call him Frank, by the way. I don't call him Francisco. And I don't give him two names. His name's Frank Torres, as far as I'm concerned. Did she leave? I thought we were having a nice conversation. Tom, you're next with... Tom, you're next. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie. Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
For years, I had to do flights to Florida. We used to call them the JetBlue Miracles because you'd be getting on at Logan. Fewer then, but there'd be 10 or 15 people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
But when you got off in West Palm Beach, they would be knocking you down as they were running off the plane.
It's a miracle, isn't it? There've been more cures on JetBlue and Southwest than there have been at Lourdes.
But now to add to
you don't even have to get wet either.
You have to have a comfort pet or some animal with them. You know, no one can just fly anywhere anymore. They have to take their something with them: their dog, their parakeet, whatever.
You're right. You're right. Thank you, Tom. 844-500-4242. Could your household cleaning products be making you sick? Most standard household cleaning products contain 20 dangerous chemicals. While you know not to inhale these noxious fumes, sneaky toxins can creep onto the surfaces you touch, in the clothes you wear, even in the air you breathe. Put those days of worrying about harmful toxins behind you with Eden Pure's household cleaning kit. Eden Pure offers an all-natural, commercial-grade formula adapted for customer use in laundry detergent, dish detergent, all-purpose cleaner, and window cleaner. How does it work? The Eden Pure household cleaning kit employs natural bioenzymes from fermented citrus fruits to digest tough stains like grease, food, dirt, and more. Rest assured, your home is spotless, sweet-smelling, and safe from harmful toxins. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie to save $50 on the Eden Pure Household Cleaning Kit. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie to save $50. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, Franklin County in Massachusetts, where Deerfield is, it's only got one strip club in the whole county. It's called Club Castaway. But you know what Club Castaway wants to do now with its property, Taylor?
No.
They want to operate the nation's first ever topless weed dispensary. What could possibly go wrong?
Why is this question being directed at me?
I just wanted to bounce it off somebody. Someone just told me that. I looked it up on the website of the Greenfield Recorder, and it is indeed true. And I say, what could possibly go wrong?
The only thing bouncing at a topless weed dispensary.
Alex, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, so I'm driving, and I heard that woman call in and basically smoke you on your comments about the woman on the plane. And it's like, that's what's wrong with people today. They think that they can take what you're saying, which is completely objective, twist your words, and then they look like the hero because you're the bad guy. But in reality, they just like hearing the sound of their own voice. Like, forget that rest of the people on the plane who are horrified and had a traumatic experience. She's going to stand up for that guy. That doesn't even make any sense. I know it's a situation on the plane.
Thank you, Alex. As one of the texters said, why does that woman get on a flight with someone who tries to open the door and stabs the flight attendant and get back to us about how much she liked it? I don't think she would have liked it too much. Thanks for the call, Alex. 844-500-4240. Limerick guy says, I got to give you credit, Howard. You're the only one I know who could have managed to drag someone out of the woodwork to actually attempt to defend this nut. Nice job, buddy. Thank you, Limerick guy. I appreciate that. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, I got to give you kudos. You are just on fire these past couple of days. You must be taking... That balance 7 is paying off those Yamaha stakes there. They're giving you the testosterone you've been needing for a long time.
That's right. I'm playing better than the UNC basketball team, that's for sure. Thanks. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Howie, God bless that social worker that called in. I'm sure she's all for red flag laws and making sure that mentally compromised people don't get firearms, but she's all for mentally compromised people getting into the cockpits of an airplane, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a legitimate question. Where the hell did this guy get this kind of money? It costs a lot of dough. The SSI is not usually a big check, even if you're getting it. And he's flying back and forth between L.A. and Boston? Ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Ron. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, thanks. I was just going to talk about the wheelchairs again because in 2015, I was visiting my mother, and I'm down there with Southwest. Rinrayon, there's like 15, maybe 20 of them in wheelchairs waiting to go on. And the gate agent, she just comes up and she goes, there's not enough people to help everybody down with the wheelchairs.
And so they just wheeled themselves on, or they got up and they took the wheelchair in, as long as they could get onto the plane first. That was the important thing. The wheelchair was merely a prop. I'm Howie Carr.